Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
And you know, for a lot of us, we're moving through life, and then we're able to go, you know, before the accident and life after the accident, before the cancer and after the cancer, before mom's, you know, stroke, before dad's heart attack, after the stroke or after the unemployment or the repossession. But for us, Susie, it was the 7th November of my 7th grade year. My father was pastoring in the Western States, small church pastor, awakened one morning to learn that my mother had been killed in an automobile accident the night before. My dad had 5 children. My sister was 13. I was 12. My younger brothers were 9, 4, and 2 months old. And the 2-month-old baby lived through the wreck that took my mom's life. And to say that the heart was removed from our home is just this massive understatement. We were absolutely lost. But then we moved. My dad moved us from the West to the Midwest, to Grand Rapids area, and began working at a Bible college where he met and then married a recent graduate. And when my father married Carolyn, she was 21. I think dad was 37 at the time, but she was closer to my age than she was to his. And so it wasn't just a disruption of mom losing mom, but now had a stepmom. It wasn't like someone was replacing my mom. It was like having an older sister with a lot of authority, you know?
Wow.
And then after their marriage, we moved to Sacramento, California. And so I had been moving through life in this little rural town in Idaho, knew my place in the world, and it was stable. And then suddenly, one funeral, one wedding, and 2 cross-country moves later, everything had changed. And that's why I wrote the book, The Land Between, is just we find ourselves thrown into this new space as if we're thrown from a moving train. And suddenly we find ourselves in the valley of the grieving, the land of the unemployed, the vocabulary of cancer and, you know, intensive care rooms. And I believe from the bottom of my heart that it is some of the toughest space we ever move through. Hey, Susie, I believe from the bottom of my heart, from the core of my being, that God can do work in that space that can only be accomplished there, and that it's fertile ground for an incredible crop to grow. But it's tough, tough space.